Well, my name is Tanya, and I'm calling you from Home Business Advisors. And Danielle, I'm calling you about a home-based business, like working and making money from your home. So if you're interested, then we have a great offer from the $1 trillion health and wellness industry.
Did you say, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Did you say the $1 trillion health and wellness industry?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And our consultant can email you a short video about this turnkey business. So will that be okay with you?
Well, I mean, what do you mean by turnkey business?
Well, sir, let me tell you, it's a business, right? And the rest of the details, our consultant, he would be calling and giving you all the further details. Right now, what we can do is we can send you the email.
Oh, but what do you know about the business?
That's what I'm saying, sir. I'm from the screening department, right? I can just send you an email if you want.
So you don't know anything about it?
Exactly, yes. That's what I'm saying. I'm from the screening department.
Right. So how are you screening me? Because screening's a process.
Screening means I'm just checking. If you are interested, then we can send you the email.
So what kind of money are we talking about?
Well, the more you work, the more you can earn in the business. It's a business, right?
Yeah.
So right now, do you want us to send you the email? I mean, can consultant send you the email?
Yeah, I would love to see the email, but can you give me some more information?
Well, then again, I'll be honest to you, because our sponsor would be calling you, right? He would be giving you all the further details. He would be calling you either today or tomorrow.
So, and who are you again?
Tanya. My name is Tanya.
Okay. How do you spell that?
It's T-A-N-Y-A, Tanya.
Oh, Tanya.
Yes, correct.
Your name is Tanya. You said Tanya.
Right. Okay.
Nobody says that name that way. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, I spell it like this, and I speak it like this. That's my way of speaking.
That's your what speaking?
Way of speaking.
What does that mean?
It's W-A-Y, way. Danielle, do you know how to speak English? Because I don't believe you can speak English. You're not even understanding what I'm trying to say.
I'm sorry, are you saying that I am not speaking English?
That's right. You can't even speak English because this is like 3 minutes. I'm telling you what I'm trying to tell you, but you're not able to understand, right?
Well, oh,
such an idiot you.
What? I mean, I thought you said you were... You said you were screening me. Oh, shit. Well, if you don't know what that was about, and I suppose I'm going to call this a little Saigon report, though I'll keep it brief, because, yeah, if you don't know what that was about, that's related to how desperate I was a month ago. So I was on Zero Hedge, and this is doubly funny, because, you know, I had a previous account that was banned from Zero Hedge for some sort of abuse. But if you're on Zero Hedge for any amount of time, you'll see the little link for make 90 bucks an hour from home, which really does sound like a home-based hooker business, because I don't know how the fuck anyone in 2019 makes $90 from home. When you click on the link, they'll send you to some websites that tell you about how you can, I guess, re-advertise or act as an independent advertiser and channel for Amazon and eBay and all these other fucking sites that are selling shit to people that don't have any fucking money. So yeah, so I get a call from Tanya. Her name is Tanya, but actually it said Tanya. And she was on the phone for a whole 3 minutes, but her job was to screen me. Now, let's deconstruct what screening means. Typically, like if she were a technical recruiter, which again, only means a few degrees above whatever the fuck she is. It's just another building down in Bangalore. But if she were a technical recruiter, a screening call would involve at least a few questions about my background, a few questions concerning my resume, even the shittiest resume mills in the darkest, nastiest swamp in India. They know how to at least do that. And usually they can speak English, and usually they avoid insulting people for actually speaking English. Now, you could come back to me and say, Dan, you weren't being nice. Even the scam artists have a right to live. Ugh. Here's the deal, folks. People like Tanya make almost no money. They are working out of a phone mill someplace that's really quite horrible, even compared to, you know, being poor in America. Yes, there are parts of America now that are in competition with the third world. This is a true statement. I lived in fucking Dayton. I've lived in El Paso, Texas. If you don't believe there are parts of this fucking country that are falling off the economic cliff, like where Tanya lives somewhere in, I don't know, Mumbai, you're a fucking moron, okay? This is the stage of the economy where all the little fucking parasites start feeding on each other. Imagine if one of the stages of human starvation involved the problem or the phenomena of independent cell survival. Or let me put it this way. Imagine if when we died, instead of all the cells just dying, they actually just turned on each other and started leeching off of each other. Almost like every blood cell, every brain cell, every tissue cell decided that the only way they could survive was to turn on their fellow cell. This is what the home business advisor, that fucking link on Zero Hedge, is all about. Okay? Of course, those particular predictable, Markov model, trackable, regular expression, matchable fucking posts on Zero Hedge, they don't generally get banned in any real sense. And considering that you could actually write a simple regular expression to capture this bullshit, and considering that most of these chat applications have these types of filters built in, it stands to reason that somebody's paying fucking Zero Hedge so that these fucking bullshit things can be posted. Now, having said this, my new account will likely get banned within the next 72 hours. And they'll say, well, Dan, you were posting links to your podcast, and that's fucking fine. But in the process of seeing one of my links to my podcast, you're going to have the joy of seeing 7 or 8 or 100 links to the Home Advisor business, make $90 from home, shoving rebar up your butt, live broadcasting through Pornhub, you fuck. And have a great day. Fuck.